we haven't had an opportunity to grieve, to be honest, in circumstances where we have been, our efforts and energies have been focused on essentially ascertaining the truth. You know, as I've mentioned, we have been met with resistance at every level. We've had difficulties with, you know, essentially how the actual murder was dealt with by the Gardaí. We've had difficulties then with GSOC. We've had further difficulties in terms of the process with the coroner. And, you know, I suppose it's just been a long 5 years in terms of the matter, and we haven't had an opportunity to have any closure, really, essentially.
And it seems that you are not going to get a day in court anytime soon because, of course, the matter was investigated. You were perhaps expecting a prosecution or at least a trial for murder, should I say, a trial for murder, but that's not going to happen because that case was not pursued.
Essentially, in that regard, you know, we're deeply disappointed. We're devastated by the decision that was taken by the DPP back in February of this year. A date had been set in the Central Criminal Court and, you know, everything, the process had been gone through and, you know, we were awaiting the murder trial and we were only then notified that as a result of the death of a key witness that the murder trial would no longer be going ahead, and that was the only reason that it didn't go ahead. It's in that regard that we believe that if a prosecution had have been taken sooner and if different steps had have been taken earlier, that the delay has essentially caused the prosecution to be prejudiced. You know, we're obviously considering our own legal action, but in terms of actually a prosecution by the state, it's, you know, we're devastated essentially that somebody remains unapprehended in our community in terms of this, and essentially that somebody has gotten away with murder, whereas if different steps had have been taken at the scene, if we didn't face such delays, then essentially somebody could have already been successfully prosecuted for this matter.
You claim and make your claims and they're documented as to how this was investigated. There are other parties that may say that it was investigated correctly. Is there a requirement then, or has a investigation into the investigation taking place to give everybody a fair hearing in fairness, Katrina?
Well, we would be calling for a full public inquiry in relation to the matter. We have made complaints to all of the relevant statutory agencies. In that regard, we have made a complaint to GSOC. We have also made a complaint to the Independent Review Mechanism. I have written hundreds of letters. The matter has been raised in Dáil Éireann. The matter has been raised to the Minister for Justice. It's been raised to the Taoiseach. It's been raised to the Garda Commissioner. We have raised it at every opportunity possible. I should say in relation to the GSOC matter, there has been a finding of a breach of discipline in terms of a member of the Gardaí. GSOC themselves refused to provide us with their report. In that regard, it was a lengthy GSOC investigation that had to be changed from a non-supervised investigation to a supervised investigation. And it has been confirmed in writing that the reason that that took place was a failure of cooperation, essentially, of the senior members of the Gardaí in Donegal. And in terms of that, essentially, we need the GSOC report to enable us to move forward in relation to it. The GSOC report, as I have outlined, identifies that there was a breach of discipline. We're also aware from the GSOC annual report 2015 that recommendations were made in relation to minimum national standards regarding the investigation of deaths in terms of the process relating to coroners. We say that we're entitled to that report and it's fair, it's only fair that we should receive it. But and we're calling upon GSOC to now essentially provide us with that report.
Why do you believe you haven't received that report as of yet?
Well, we understand and we're very mindful of the fact that there was a live essentially prosecution in place and that was going to take place up until February of this year. And in those circumstances, you know, I can only assume that they wouldn't release it where they say that it would prejudice that. We say that that's not now taking place and that we're entitled to that report.
In case anyone is in any doubt, you've seen pathologist reports. You are 100% sure that Seamus was murdered.
In terms of that, I mean, the evidence of the state pathologist is very, very clear about the manner in which he died and the essentially the very violent, traumatic death that he met. And, I mean, the report, it took us some time to get, and I should say that we were only made aware formally of the cause of his death some 3 years later as a result of steps that we had to take, and we were on foot of taking an action for leave for judicial review in the High Court to obtain that state pathologist report, and it was only then that we were made aware of the cause of death. But, you know, as far as we're concerned, that's the death that was inflicted upon our dad, essentially.
There is a new Minister for Justice in place. Have you any confidence, perhaps, that changing of the guard could progress things for you?
Well, I suppose at this stage, you know, there has been, you know, very, very long delays. And I would call upon the new minister that, you know, we're entitled as a family to truth, justice and accountability. There has been serious inadequacies in the system. And, you know, as victims, we haven't been treated with any respect. You know, we've been entirely overlooked in the whole process. We have faced a process of 5 years of continually having to ask questions, 5 years of writing letters and 5 years of having to advocate the truth about what happened here. And in that regard, it's incumbent that any new Minister for Justice should take it upon himself to open inquiry in respect of this.
This, of course, has been a long 5 years for you, but I'm sure you've looked around the country at other cases, similar cases, other calls for inquiries, other calls for justice that have gone on much longer than this. And those families and those loved ones still campaign, of course. Does that sort of fill you with fear, or do you still have hope?
I suppose in terms of this, the only way that we have gotten through this is to have been strong and to remain hopeful in respect of it. We also know what our rights are essentially in relation to Article 2 of the European Convention on Human Rights, and our father was entitled to, you know, a correct investigation into his death, and he was entitled to an effective investigation into his death. So we will continue to advocate in respect of this. You know, this is against a backdrop, particularly in this county, of the Morris Tribunal. And in that regard, you know, this state spent a significant amount of money. And that also related to one module of it related to the investigation of the death of Richie Byrne. And, you know, at this stage, we should have moved forward a lot more. And we're calling for progress in terms of the investigation of all unnatural deaths. So, you know, it's a matter of significant public importance.
If those calls, I beg your pardon, Katrina, if those calls go unanswered, you have mentioned European law there. Would you consider, are you considering, or have you already progressed, perhaps, taking this case at a European level or trying to progress it at a European level?
You know, at this juncture, I'm not going to go into, you know, what legal action that, you know, we're considering at the moment, but we will be considering all legal avenues that are open to us.